So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk, folks, getting ready for Pelicans versus Brooklyn Nets, a 7 o'clock tip-off over on the big 870 AM to help us preview that and all things Pelicans. Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast joining us now. Jake, man, how you making right now? I know it's been a rough season.
It's been a rough season, but there are some bright spots, and it's fun to see the rookies really playing well. So while they might not be winning, there's still some good to look forward to, hopefully, with this team.
Jay, I know you've mentioned accountability recently and the biggest obstacle for this franchise. With Willie Green gone, are you seeing any kind of shift in culture with James Borrego, the interim head coach, at the helm, or is it too deep for like an interim coach to fix at the moment?
You know, look, I think when you look at it from the coaching perspective and the roster perspective, there's only so much that can be done when you have a roster that at times just doesn't have rotation level NBA guys out there. But you are seeing some good from interim head coach James Borrego. I think you are seeing a team kind of buy into a slightly different approach than what they've been doing before. He takes a very analytics heavy approach and really kind of preaches that to the players to get them to buy into what they want to do. If you look at this team, they've got a very different shot profile. Gone are pretty much almost all of those mid-range jumpers that you had seen in the past, and they're focusing more on threes and shots at the rim and getting to the free throw line, and those are the three most efficient shots in the league, and those are the shots that every team wants to be taking, and it takes a little bit to change players' mindset to kind of get them to buy into that new type of mentality, but you're seeing it happen here, and I think that's pretty remarkable. You know, just from the get-go with James Borrego. And one of the most important things for a head coach to do is just get players buy-in for what you want to try and do, what you want to try and accomplish, and you're seeing some of that right now. It might not be turning into wins just simply because look at the roster, but at least you're getting that level of buy-in that you didn't really see under head coach Willie Green.
Jake, we're just over 3 weeks away from the trade deadline, February 5th coming up. It's going to be here before we know it. We've talked with different reporters about this. How aggressive do you expect the Pelicans to be at the deadline with this team the way it is the first half of the season? You know, they're still under 10 wins on the year. They've blown a lot of fourth quarter leads, which is a different story that we can talk about a little bit later on. But just generally speaking, with this Pelicans team, where they are, there's been reports, Chris Haynes said that they're not going to move off of the key untouchable pieces with the rookies and then Trey, Zion, and Herb. But then there's also other reports out there that, you know, there's a price tag for some of these players and that they could be had. So just generally speaking, your thoughts on the Pelicans and how aggressive they'll be ahead of the deadline, which once again is just over 3 weeks away.
Yeah, so I don't want to see this team be aggressive at the trade deadline in any capacity. I don't want them to be aggressive buyers, and I can tell you that, you know, this was a group and a front office and ownership that really thought they could compete for the playoffs, really believed in this roster, and that was clearly misguided at best, I think. So I don't want them to believe they can still make a play-in tournament push. They're about 10 games out of the play-in spot right now. That's not what they should be doing. But I also don't want them to be aggressively trying to sell off pieces either, at least not at this trade deadline. We've heard the rumors around Herb Jones, around Trey Murphy. You don't want to be aggressively shopping those guys. You want guys to, you know, teams to come to you and make the best offers, and that if you get one of those deals that you just can't say no to, at least you have that there. But you don't want to just give away guys to give away guys at this point in time. And I think when you see this kind of rookie focus that you'll definitely see them shift to later on, you need quality players around Jeremiah Fears, around a Derek Queen, to go out and, you know, let those guys be their best. If you don't have guys that can make shots, guys can't get assists. So you do need to keep quality NBA players around the rookies, and I think that's how you help them grow as well and kind of minimize some of the mistakes that they might try and make. But they should be listening to offers for, you know, nearly everybody on this team. I think it's, you know, they should be listening to Zion Williamson trades, even if they don't end up moving him. And I can certainly see someone like Jose Alvarado or Sadiq Bey getting moved. And I think those are the two most likely guys to potentially get traded before the trade deadline in just a couple of weeks.
Well, Jake, I'm going to bring up a guy. What about Jordan Poole? It seems like it was a massive swing and a miss coming to New Orleans. Is he a movable piece at the deadline given his contract?
No, I really don't think so. And his play, you know, hasn't really done him any favors with just the level of inconsistency that you've seen from him here. This was someone that they thought was going to be a massive difference maker for the team, that was not just going to be a minor upgrade, but a significant upgrade. And that's why, in a sense, they almost overpaid a little bit for Jordan Poole. I don't really see a trade where he gets moved here either. You know, that would also take this front office kind of admitting we were wrong and admitting a mistake. And I don't necessarily think they're going to do that after just 6 months or so as we, you know, get closer to the trade deadline here. I think something would need to come together in the offseason for that. You know, then he's an expiring deal. He becomes, you know, more valuable in a sense, or just has more value. Maybe valuable is not the right word, but has more value to other teams, is more of an expiring contract than the player himself. That's when I think you'd likely see something get done. But I don't think anyone wants to take on Jordan Poole at this point in time.
Jake, it's something that I had mentioned earlier, but the Pelicans' issues in the clutch. It's happened a couple different times within the last, 10 days. The Lakers game comes to mind, the Magic game, obviously last night against the Nuggets as well, where the Pelicans play a pretty solid basketball game. They're leading throughout most, if not all, of the matchup, and then you get to the fourth quarter. Zion Williamson, Steve had played the audio the past segment, and we listened to him talk about needing to find a defensive identity. And yes, that is part of the issues that they have, where they're just giving up, you know, wide open layups in the fourth quarter and they just fall apart defensively. But also on the offensive end, it just feels like they really kind of tighten up when games get really tight and close in the fourth quarter, and they don't really have the guy that they need to go to. You can't really force the rookies to do that. That's just unfair to them at this point in their careers. You need, you know, your veteran pieces, the Trey Murphy, you know, Zion Williamson. Jordan Poole will take the shots, but it feels like he's been the opposite of clutch at times this year. And just your thoughts on not just the Pelicans' defense in the clutch, but their offense, which, like I mentioned, really tightens up.
So there's this was my show today for Locked On Pelicans, so I just talked about this. There are three reasons why they're losing clutch games, and you actually just hit on all of them. You know, first and foremost is the defense. They can't get stops. They can't get stops whatsoever on the defensive side of the ball. And late in that game against the Denver Nuggets, you saw the Nuggets execute really well. They were getting Jamal Murray switched on to Derek Queen, on to Zion Williamson. He can beat those guys off the dribble, or if they overcommit to him, he's going to find the open man, and they're going to get an open three-point look. And you saw that repeatedly down the stretch for the Denver Nuggets, and it's why they won that game. And then on the flip side of that, for the offensive side, they don't have that go-to score in clutch situations. They don't have the guy that when the defense ramps up their intensity, when the defense clamps down, they're just going to be able to get their shot off and be able to go and get you a bucket. You need a bailout score in a sense, and they just don't really have that kind of guy right now. I think Trey Murphy can blossom into that sort of player and develop into that player, but he's not there right now. This team has a lot of creation for others, but sometimes they lack self-creation. That was supposed to be a Jordan Poole kind of guy, but as you mentioned, that has not gone well this season. So that's going to leave them with just empty trips on the offensive end. And so the way you kind of mitigate that is get out in transition and run, but you need to get stops to do that. And that again goes to the defense that we just talked about right here. And then the third reason is just the rookies. They're not ready to contribute to winning basketball just yet. And that's totally okay. Rookies don't usually contribute to a team's win total until their third year in the league. So putting this kind of defensive burden or offensive burden on Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen, that's just too much for their shoulders to handle right now. They'll grow into those players eventually, I think, and they've shown signs that they will. But right now, if you expect that, or if this Pelicans team more expected that to translate to wins, they were, again, misguided with how they viewed this roster.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jake, a guy I'm missing and wondering if you've heard anything about, what's the latest, if anything, you know about with DeJounte Murray? Definitely curious to know his status and will he even be around it? Would he be someone that someone a team might be interested at the trade deadline?
So they've been kind of quiet on that front when it comes to Murray. You know, we're right around a year from when that injury happened last season. So this is right around the time you would expect him to be coming back in some capacity or starting to ramp up activity. So I'm hopeful we'll hear something soon, but this is a bit of a different regime than the last one under David Griffin. They don't talk. We've heard from Joe Dumars once during the season so far, and that was when they fired head coach Willie Green. Otherwise, it's been kind of radio silence. And so I don't know if we're going to actually get some, you know, an update on DeJounte Murray anytime soon. I don't see him as a guy that teams would really actively be trying to trade for right now. You're going to need to see him come back and see him play for a couple of months before you really know, you know, how he is post-injury. And those type of injuries can really impact a guy's career. So I think teams would be very hesitant to trade for him in any capacity just because his contract runs for a couple more seasons too. So it's not like you could even just get him for cheap. You could, but you've got to factor in the contract and the salary cap and all of that. And I think that's going to be the type of thing that stops a deal from getting done at this point in time. He'll also be on a minutes restriction, you know, the remainder of the season, I would imagine. So there's only so much impact that he'll be able to make going forward.
Jake, you had mentioned earlier Sadiq Bey. I think he's surpassed all our expectations from coming in. You know, the connection with Troy Weaver was there. It made a lot of sense to bring him in. We thought he'd be a good 3-and-D guy. He's been way more than that. A very, very strong veteran piece on this roster. But at the same time, I was talking with, I think, Chris Dodson about this last night, that I don't know if his value is really ever going to get higher. Is he going to be a player that you could see the Pelicans moving on from ahead of the deadline? Because, like I said, I think you could get a decent price for someone like Sadiq Bey, who obviously worked out as an offseason signing for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a couple players, right? And Sadiq Bey falls into this, that are more valuable on a contending team than, you know, a rebuilding or whatever this Pelicans team is. And Sadiq Bey is one of those guys, a kind of 3-and-D level kind of player. Look, Golden State Warriors who are, you know, pining for a Herb Jones level guy. If you can't get Herb Jones, maybe just try and get Sadiq Bey, who can give you some of that kind of stuff. Not that same level of defense, but certainly the offense is slightly better, I would say, and you get defensive effort. Most teams could use a Sadiq Bey, particularly on the contract that he's on, and that's going to really factor in for a lot of teams as they look to try and trade for him. So if you can get that for him, and if this team realizes they're not really going to be a title contender next year, so you don't need a Sadiq Bey as much, yeah, try and get maximum value. You know, same thing for Jose Alvarado. He's probably much more valuable to a contending team than he is to a rebuilding Pelicans team, and as much as it pains me to see Jose Alvarado in another jersey, right, I think that's something the Pelicans need to at least consider if you want to try and kind of do smart asset management. And then same thing for Herb Jones. Herb Jones would be insanely valuable, particularly on his contract, to any of the top teams in the league, and they would gladly, I think, move 2 first-round picks for him. And if you have that on the table, do you really need to consider it? Again, as much as it would hurt to see Herb Jones elsewhere, and I think he's vitally important to any sort of culture that you would want to build, but at a certain point, you've got to realize where you are in the Western Conference, which is the bottom, and where you might be next year. And if it's not going to be a strong contender, you've got to kind of take that right type of team-building approach and make some tough decisions potentially.
And Jake, finally, it felt like the Pelicans, then when they were in Brooklyn, kind of got out-physicaled by the Nets. What's got to be different tonight for the Birds to pick up a win?
Yeah, look, it's on the defensive side of the ball. They got guys that can score. Michael Porter Jr., who's been a bit of a revelation this season, particularly with his three-point shooting and the scoring that he's done. You've got to get stops. The Pelicans' offense, particularly in the half court, is just not good enough to be in a shootout and win consistently. It starts on the defensive side of the ball. That starts with effort. That's been lacking, particularly from some of the top guys on this team. They've got to get out there. They've got to defend at a high level.
Awesome stuff as always, Jake. Thank you. Enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully get that W.
It'd be nice to see you. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Check out all his great work there.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.